you would speak to us.
因为你的话，你对我们说话，我们就活了。
Because your word come and we live again.
也像我们今天诗歌所唱，你造我们一颗清洁的心。
Just like the song says, that build us a clean heart, Lord.
真是让我们用我们一颗清洁的心，我们来赞美你，我们来敬拜你，我们来感谢你。
So that we can thank you, we praise you, and serve you with a clean heart.
也愿我们今天的敬拜真是蒙你的悦纳。
And may today's Sunday service and worship would have found favor in you.
我们也真是愿你的旨意成就。
And may your will be done here.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
特别是你的旨意在你的教会中行使的时候，真是没有任何的拦阻。
And especially when your will be done in your church, nothing would be the obstacle.
你要让你的儿子耶稣基督在整个你的教会显伟大。
And may your son, begotten son, Lord Jesus, will be put on high in your church.
而且你的宝贝儿子耶稣基督在所有的事上面都显伟大。
And may your begotten son, Jesus Christ, would put on high in all things.
真是愿我们高举你的名。
May we exalt your name.
我们愿意将一切的荣耀都归给你。
And may all the glories be back to you, Lord.
我们这样的祷告和赞美乃是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you, we praise you, and we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早。
So my dear fellow Christians and friends, good morning to you.
非常高兴今天又能和大家我们一起来来敬拜我们的创造天地的主。
What a great pleasure that once again I will be able to share a message regarding our God who created earth and on heaven.
我们下面我们今天先一起来读今天我们要读的圣经。
So let's start today's Sunday service or worship with a scripture reading.
今天我们要读的是从彼得后书第一章，我们从第一节读到第十一节。
So today's scripture reading is from the Second Peter chapter 1, verse 1-11.
我们可以看到那个我们有这个片子打出来哈，我们可以在这里看我们。读一句，然后那个英文再读一句好了。
So let's read together. I will sing. I will read one verse followed by English reading.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and the Savior, Jesus Christ.
特别请大家注意哈，这里他彼得特别提到一个宝贵信心的人，就指我们这些哈。
So please particularly pay particular attention to the word in here that the faith receive a faith of the same kind as ours.
我们这些有宝贵信心的人是因着谁呢？是因着救主耶稣基督他的义。
Because we have this faith of the same kind of as ours because of God, because of Jesus Christ's righteousness.
好，下面第二节哈，下面第二节是愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord.
第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Seeing that his divine power has granted
to us...
So verse 3, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence.
特别请大家注意到这里讲到已经神他已经将生命和前进的事赐给我们了。
And pay attention that he is because of his divine power that he has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
为什么他给我们？是因为我们认识，用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主，就是主耶稣基督。
And through the true knowledge of Him, that is Jesus Christ, who has called us by His own glory and excellence.
然后第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。就得与神的性情有份。
And verse 4, for by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
所以我们特别在这里、请我们大家一起看到注意到这里有一个脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
So pay attention to the verb that we have escaped. Escape the corruption that is in the world by lust.
然后呢，就得与什么呢？与神的性情有份。
And because we have escaped, that we may become partakers of God's divine nature.
这个与神的性情有份，这就是又宝贵又极大的应许。
So this has become the precious and also the magnificent promises from God.
第五节，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行，又要加上知识。
And verse 5, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply more excellence, and in your more excellence, knowledge.
第六节，有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上前进。
Verse 6, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness.
第七节，有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
Verse 7, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
第八节，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒，不结果子了。
Verse 8, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以请大家也特别注意到这里，我们的彼得弟兄在这里充充足足的有这几样，这几样。
So beware of these qualities that our brother Peter has mentioned here. If we have these qualities and these qualities increasing.
就是上面提到的、我们、主耶稣的性情、一共有八样提到。
And the qualities are referring to these eight qualities or eight characters of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I mentioned in previous verses.
就是说如果我们有了这几样的话，我们就能够在认识我们主耶稣基督上不会闲懒不结果子。
So in verse 8, Peter summed that if we having these qualities and these qualities increasing, so that we won't be useless or nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们看到第九节，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
Verse 9, for he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
所以我们也特别注意的哈，如果我们没有前面提到的这几样的话，我们就是眼瞎的。
So verse 9 is telling us that if we are lacking these qualities, as I mentioned earlier, we are either blind or short-sighted.
第十节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Verse 10, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
所以特别也注意到这里说，如果你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
So verse 10 is telling us that if we make sure and practice these qualities, we will never stumble.
然后呢，第十一节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们救主主耶稣基督永远的国。
Verse 11, For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
如果我们行这几样，我们不但不失脚，而且我们能够进入我们主耶稣基督的永远的国。
And so verse 11 sums up that if we practice these qualities, not only that we will never stumble, but also we will be able to enter the kingdom of God.
好，我们今天读经就到这里。下面就是我的题目也是从这个圣经里面抽出来的。
So this is it for today's scripture reading, and that also is pertaining to today's message.
所以今天的题目是有这几样，没有这几样，然后行这几样。
So today's theme is possessing these qualities, lacking these qualities, practicing these qualities.
所以有这几样会有一个结果，没有这几样也会有一个结果，然后行这几样也会有一个结果。
So if we're possessing these qualities, we're going to bear the consequence. And if we're lacking these qualities, we're going to bear in the consequences accordingly. But if we practice these qualities, we are also going to bear in fruit.
所以那么我们讲到这几样，刚才我们读到圣经里面，我们知道是彼得在这里提到了有八样。
So from the scripture reading, we know there are eight qualities.
那么我们现在一起来看一看，我现在把这个刚才我们读过念过的圣经里面的提到的八样，我把它列出来。
So I'm listing all these eight qualities as we have read the scripture reading.
那么你特别注意到我把那个我们刚才念到的第一个念到的是信心，有了信心。
So the first one is actually faith.
然后呢，有了信心要加上德行。
So after faith, we supply
moral excellence.
The moral excellence.
然后呢，有了德行呢，要加上知识。
And after the moral excellence, we supply knowledge.
然后知识呢，要加上节制。
And in addition to knowledge, we supply self-control.
然后有了节制呢，还要加上忍耐。
And then patience.
然后再加上前进。
And godliness.
然后加上爱弟兄的心。
And also brotherly kindness.
最后一个也是就是爱，就爱众人的心，在中文里面爱众人的心。
And the last, but not the least, that is love.
那么我把它写的呢，就信心呢，放在这个列出来里面最底下。
So I put the first one, the first quality faith on the bottom.
就相当于一棵树一样的一个根基，或者说要像彼得说的像那个保罗说的呀，像工头立好根基一样的每个人在上面建造。
To demonstrate to you that actually faith is a foundation and from upon which everything was built up.
所以信心是在这几样里面的一个根基一个根基。
So faith is a foundation of all other qualities.
所以彼得在这里说，首先我们有了信心之后，才能在信心上面能够增加或者加上后面的七项。
So that's why Peter pointed out that with faith we supply all the other seven qualities.
所以我们在这里讲到的信心指的是什么呢？
So what is this faith is referring to?
这个是对我们的创造宇宙万物的神的认识和信靠。
This is actually our trust and our understanding of God who created the earth and heaven.
这就包括神的话。
That includes the word of God.
所以我们所有神的话，我们都相信神所说的。
And so in other words, that faith means we believe in everything that God has said to us.
特别是神在旧约里面说话都是借着先知哈，在先知说。
And especially if we examine the Old Testament, we see that God always used prophets to tell us.
那么对我们现在的人，我们有了新约，我们是相信什么呢？相信神的儿子耶稣基督是降世为人。
And for us who live in the time of the New Testament, what we believe or our faith is built upon our convictionThat we believe in Jesus Christ and believe in everything that He says.
然后他是来拯救我们的，是我们的救主。
And knowing that He came to the world to save us, and He's our Savior.
他是来到这里毁坏一切撒旦的作为。
He was to come to destroy everything that evildoer or Satan has done to this world.
所以在彼得这个后书我们刚才念过的那个对不起是所以我们是在讲到在希伯来书里面十一章是常常讲到这个信心的。
So we know that if we examine the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, especially regarding chapter 11, this is talking a lot about a faith.
所以在希伯来书十一章的第三节哈是这样说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
So, book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3, it says, By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
所以你在读到这个圣经里面第一本书创世纪的时候。
So if we read again back to the book of Genesis.
所以我们这个读到创世纪的时候我们知道我们整个宇宙天地都是神造的。
And from the book of Genesis, we realize or we know that all the earth and all the heaven were created by God himself.
这是神在圣经里面告诉我们的我们是否相信。
So this is all demonstrated through the book of Genesis, and it is up to us to choose to believe or not to believe.
特别是讲到我们人的时候，造我们人的时候，竟然是按照神的形象造的。
And also the book of Genesis telling us that we as human beings were created in the image of God.
而不是像我们这些从这个无神论的背景来的这些人。被教导的说我们是从一些低级的一些生物然后到动物然后慢慢的进化来的。
Unlike what the hypothesis of evolution has demonstrated that human beings were evolved from a lower organism.
而且神不但造我们是按照他的形象造的而且他是有祝福他有赋予给我们责任。
And not only God has created us in His own image, He also given us the blessings and also granted us the divine responsibilities.
并不是神好像做没有什么事情，他要造出一些人来，好像没有什么目的的。
It is not that God is purposeless or He has no purpose to create us.
所以他造了我们人他是要我们人能够生养众多。而且呢，是要制服这个地球的。
And according to the book of Genesis, not only God created us, He also given us the responsibility to be fruitful and bear and multiply, and also to serve the world.
因为在我们被造之前的时候，那个撒旦已经从天上被打下来，打到这个地上，因为他撒旦在控制这个地球。
Because before we were created, the Satan, the fallen angel, have come to the earth and take control of it.
所以神造了我们，是赋给我们一个非常极大的一个使命。
And so when God created us, He also given us the great purpose and a great commission.
当我们有了这样的信心之后，我们相信这些圣经里面是神的话，他对我们所说的，我们都相信和依靠的时候。
So when we have the faith and believe in everything that God has said through the Bible.
虽然我们眼睛是没看到那个时候啊六千年以前的事情哈，但我虽然我们没有看见，但是我们靠着信心，我们能够啊依靠神。
So that by faith, although that was, Book of Genesis actually is telling us a thing that happened before we were born, but through faith we believe and understand everything that God has said through the Book of Genesis.
所以我们这样的信心就首先就改变了我们啊的世界观和我们的人生观。
So our faith in Jesus Christ and our Lord has changed our perspective or values.
所以这个世界不是说它自己原来慢慢的就怎么形成了，它是完全有神的目的啊，它所造的。
And so this earth or this world didn't just come up with nothing, but instead it was created by God with a purpose.
我们人也不是说是生出来然后啊生长大然后到老到死好像这一生是没有什么目的的。
And in the same way that we were created for a purpose, not just like a random thing.
所以我们当我们的人生啊的世界观改变了之后，包括然后也改变了我们的人生观了之后，下面接下来的就是我们就改变了我们人生的目的和方向。
So once our values, or once the faith in Jesus Christ, in our Lord, has changed our faith, and it has changed our values, our perspective, our life purpose has changed as well.
我们也知道，神已经给了亚当和夏娃，命令，但是亚当和夏娃没有遵守，他违背了神，以至于我们，神赐给我们的制服这个地的权柄，这个权柄被偷去了。
So that we know that when God created us, or when God created the world in the beginning, He has given Adam and Eve, our forefather, the great divine responsibilities. But however, since the fall of Adam and Eve, their power or their authority over the world has been stolen by Satan.
所以我们从亚当和夏娃开始。和神的这个生命的源头断了。
And since the time of Adam and Eve, our connection to God has been disconnected.
然后一直到我们现在啊，我们可能很多的就是根本就不认识神，说没有神。
And even until now, that many don't understand God and don't recognize God.
所以我们对我们自己的人生啊，不知道是为什么，也根本就没有什么真正的目的。
And they don't understand the purpose life, and the life is directionless, has no direction.
我们只能是随着这个世界的啊这个潮流在跟着世界的潮流走，或者被它推着走。
Or we either pushed by the flow of the world, or we just follow the flow.
So 就我自己来讲哈，我自己来讲到这个时候啊，我就回忆一下我自己。
So as to myself, when I recall the life that I had,
我真正想来真是没有人生的一个目标。
And in the beginning, I had no direction in my life.
我记得在国内的时候，那个时候所我们所得到的一些教育，就是说就是说万事哈皆下品，只唯有读书高。
And If I recall my my life back in mainland China when I was young, the main education is nothing is more important than education.
所以根本就没有什么想法，就跟着 OK 大家都是读书好最好就是最高尚的，那么就往上读吧，就继续往上读。
So for me, since I have no direction in my life, and since everybody says there is nothing more important than high education, so I just follow the flow and try to receive high education as much as I can.
然后又过了一段潮流，那个时候到了我大概三年级的时候，那个时候国内的叫做文化大革命开始了。
And so when I was a third grader, by the time the so-called revolution, the Cultural Revolution started.
所以那个时候的口号是，知识是越多的话呢，是越反动。
And that by that time the slogan was, if you're more educated, then you are more corrupt.
所以跟前面讲的那个就完全相反了，180度的相反。
So that was quite opposite to what I used to believe, that nothing is more important than education or high education.
所以在那个时候，当然我们还小，所以也不要谈什么学习，那就好好的玩吧，就是在那里散在街上，就在那里啊，这个整个文化大革命十年就是这么混过来了。
So since then, I was just a third grader, and I didn't know any direction. I didn't know what is true and what is right. So I just followed the flow and just kind of lay back and relax for the 10 whole years.
那么再往后一点，大家知道文化大革命后来结束之后，又有一个口号出来了，就是说，不管是白猫还是黑猫，只要抓住老鼠都是好猫。
And so after 10 years of a cultural revolution, once again, there's a new slogan coming out. It says, no matter it is a black cat or a white cat, as long as it catches a mouse, it is a good cat.
所以那个时候可以想象到，那个时候根本就不讲的人的道德各方面啊，就是说只要你能抓住老鼠就是好猫这种论调哈。
So that kind of cast away the moral excellence that we used to hold dearly. So as long as you can reach, that means as long as you can do whatever you, as long as you reach your goal, it doesn't matter how you pursue the goal.
所以你看我们就跟着这些潮流在这里跑哈。
So we can see that through my early life, so we can see that people or the world always follow the flow.
然后呢，后面又开始有出国的风了哈。
And then after that slogan, it came about the training of studying abroad.
所以我也是一样，跟着这个潮流啊，就出国，那就讲出国吧。
And I was one of them who just followed flow, and finally, I was landed in a foreign country studying further.
所以就是好像就是讲我的前面的人生，就像好像就一只船，它没有舵手，就在水面上、海面上这样飘。
哇！
So to summarize my early lives back in mainland China, it's pretty. My life is like a boat without anchor.
然后呢？
随着
这个风，往哪边吹，你就只好背着它吹着跑。
And so my life was kind of pushed, or my life was kind of going whenever the wind blows, going the direction whenever the wind blows.
那个时候曾经。有口号似的，就是说给我们每个人都定了个目标，说要为共产主义奋斗。
And all in all, if I can summarize my early life back in mainland China, I think there is only one slogan or one propaganda can say this, that is, let's fight for the cause of communism.
所以这些东西都是非常又是假的又是空的哈，因为口号好像很大。
And so now we can know that, which is the kind of this type of a slogan or propaganda is either false, pompous, or empty.
那么当然，我在回想的时候，可能没有这个真正的生活的目标，但是也是会有一些小的一些也不叫目标，或者是一个要达到的所要成就的一个目的了。
So, well, I mean, basically, my life has no direction or no purpose, but still, I have kind of individual goals that I want to reach.
所以当时定，因为我跟我的爱妻是分在两个不同的城市。
And me and my wife have been separated in different cities.
所以我们俩要生活在一起，这就成为我当时的一个短期的一个目标。
So it's truly my individual goal that I try to reach as my short-term goal. That is, I try to stay with my wife together.
当然，这个目标是在1989年这个目标实现了。
And my goal was accomplished in a year of 1989.
但是之后你就看到，真正的里面我在想，没有前面没有再有什么目标了。
Not in mainland China, but in the U.S. andAfter that, my life seems again is kind of a pointless, or I had no direction in my life.
后来认识了主，在这个教会得救了之后。
But thanks be to the Lord that once I received my Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior at this church, I was saved again.
所以刚开始的时候，我好像也建立了个目标，就是说我要得到永生。
So when I first came to know Jesus Christ, I kind of established a small goal that I wanted to receive eternal life.
所以 这个只是现在要知道，这个只是一个还是从个人的角度来考虑啊，为了自己还要得到永生啊，建立了这样的一个目标。
And so if I look back from now, I realize that kind of a short-term goal is still very selfish because I'm only thinking myself that I will be able to receive the eternal life.
所以啊，随着啊，在这个啊身体里面哈，主的家里面，慢慢的一起的成长哈，让我能够真正的确定了我的一个人生的目标。
When I was grow in spirit, when I will grow at this church, I gradually realized and gradually to establish my new goal.
我真正的知道我的存在并不是一个偶然的。
So my life is just not a coincidence. My life is not an accident.
因为实在是主他都已经是安排他都知道的。
Rather, God has prepared for me and he has known me.
他有 在我的身上有他的旨意。
And there's a purpose in me.
就是 要活出一个讨主喜悦的人。
So in other words, I know that my goal now is to live a life that is pleasing to God.
让我这一生是可以荣耀我们的天父的。
To live a life that would glorify our Heavenly Father.
也就像我们夏令会我们刚刚才过来的一样。保罗说他向着标杆直跑。
Just like what Brother Daniel has shared in our summer retreat, that like Paul, that we are pressing toward the goal ahead of us.
所以在这里你看就是当我们这个世界观人生观改变的时候，我们能够真正的建立起一个我们人生的目标，那是讨神喜悦的目标。
So once our value or our perspective have changed and built upon the faith of Jesus Christ, now we have the goal, now we have the purpose in Him.
当你有了目标之后，你就能够安排你奋斗的，你有这个方向，你就可以朝着这个方向去努力的去奋斗了。
And now we're having the purpose, so we also have, we're having the goal, so we can follow the example of Paul to press upon the goal.And run for it.
包括我们所说的、所做的，包括我们的工作、职业，都会有改变，相应着就有会改变、调整。
So that included everything. That changed everything, such as our daily lives, our career life, and many other things in our life.
所以我们先看一下在旧约里面讲到的一些因着信心有信心的时候，他们是怎样的改变了他们的生活的方向和目标。
I think that's very important for us to examine a few figures in the Bible to see one in the Bible to see a few examples to see how the life has been changed because the faith has been built upon Jesus Christ.
我们大家都知道哈，那个挪亚哈，挪亚的这个圣经里面讲到他。
And of course, we know the good example of Noah.
因为神拣选了他，呼召了他之后，他就从本来是一个牧主做农夫也好，是做牧人的也好，他就改变了他的职业，来造神要他造的一个方舟。
So once Noah received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, his life has changed. So whether he used to be a farmer or he used to be a shepherd, he changed his direction to serve the Lord altogether. And so according to the purpose, he built an ark.
所以他不但是救了全家，他更是完全了神的旨意。要叫我们人类不是造出来是被灭绝的，乃是让神的旨意能够成就。
So not only that, not only because of the faith, not only his family were saved, but also he was able to carry out the purpose and a mission by God.
所以这个挪亚造这个方舟好，他造了几百年。
So we know that it took Noah 100 years, more than 100 years to build the ark.
那么我们下面再看亚伯拉罕，我们也是大家都非常熟悉的。
And so if we move down to look at a good example of Abraham,
就是神召他出去离开他的父家的时候，到一个新的地方去的时候，他虽然不知道往哪里去，但他就跟随。
So when God came to Abraham to call him out of his own hometown, although Abraham didn't know where to go, he followed and obeyed.
因着他这样的跟随，信靠神。而且他能够认识神。
And because of his faith, not only he followed him, he also believed and trusted him.
他 它不但是成为我们信心我们人里面信心的一个典范，而且它成为一个代祷的人。
And so not only he became a good example of faith, a man of faith, he also became the good example of a man who intercedes for us.
因为代祷的人不是说光知道我们人，他更是知道神的心意。
So the one who intercedes for people is someone not only understand the heart of man, but also understand the heart of God.
然后我们大家记得那个神要去这个从天上来，要来去灭俄摩拉和索多玛这两个城的时候。
And if you still remember the story from the Old Testament Bible, that when God sent out angel to destroy the city of Gomorrah and Sodoma, Sodom and Gomorrah.
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经是在神的面前是非常的有信心，所以神说我们做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
So by the time God already considered Abraham the man of faith, so he said to his angel that how can we hide away the thing that we're about to do from Abraham?
因为亚伯拉罕说，他说神啊，你不是这样的人，将义人和恶人一同灭绝，你不是这样子的。
Because Abraham intercedes for the man by saying that, Lord, I know that you are not going to destroy the righteous one.
所以我们也看到亚伯拉罕他可以因着知道神的心意，他能够为在地上的义人真是代求。
So from this example, we know that truly Abraham is a man who intercedes for the righteous one before God.
那么我们再往下看，还有基甸基甸也是大家都比较熟悉的一个。
And if we look at another good example, that be the Gideon from Old Testament.
那个神来招他的时候，那时候他躲在那个榨酒的那个洞里面在那个收割地上的庄稼。
So when Gideon was called, he was so surprised, or he was so afraid that he hid away.
他是从一个做农夫农民然后成为一个将军带兵的将军。
And we know that Gideon was a farmer, but now because God's calling, he became an army leader.
他一上来被招的时候他还信心非常小，他要神给他许多的印证就表示他可以出去跟随神来征战。
When Gideon was first called, he was still very weak in spirit, in faith. So he asked God to show him many promises to strengthen his faith in him.
一直到最后的时候最最有名的就是他从32000人最后一直减到神说你太多了。然后一直减到300人。
And until to the very end, that when Gideon was to lead an army of 32,000 soldiers, but instead God asked him to reduce to 300, and he followed and obeyed.
所以只靠着这300人，实际上是靠着他信心，在神的话里面，他们击败了这个米甸人。
So the 300 soldiers.That is not a matter, but instead by faith that he trusts in the Lord, that God is able to help him to achieve and to defeat enemies.
那么大卫也是一样大家更熟悉了大卫。
And David or King David is probably a more familiar example that we can learn from.
他是一个牧羊的从牧羊的然后成为一个也是成为将军带兵的将军，然后成为一个君王。
He was, King David was a shepherd when he was young, but because of the calling of Jesus, he also became an army leader and eventually the king of Israel.
而且这个君王是合乎神心意的君王。
And he's also called the man who's after the heart of God.
那么我们再可以看看我们周遭的我们周遭的。
Now, if we move back to our daily lives, if we look around us, and we also can see many good examples, such as our brother Paul.
他也是跟我们一样来到美国来求学然后工作。
He was just like us, and he was just one of us that who came to the United States for a further study, and after that, he worked here.
然后，他听见神的呼召了之后，他就出来放下了手上的工作，和这边的弟兄姐妹一起搭配，在神的家中哈教会里面，就是我们东区教会里面啊，在里面专心的在里面服侍。
But once he was called by God to serve him, 100%, he left everything behind him and to serve and partner with other co-workers to serve the church and serve the world and serve the Lord.
然后也是神的那个扩展他侍奉的疆界哈，带领他特别往大陆去传神的福音。
And God expanded his boundaries of a ministry, so God sent him off to mainland China to spread the gospel.
那么在我们教会，我们也有许多有的参加一些短宣各方面。虽然我们在工作，但是这是把花时间方面慢慢在转向在神的工作上面。
And in addition, God also raised many working professionals to serve him as a short-term missionaries, serving abroad and serving near and far.
还有许多我们在工作的话，不仅仅只是为了我们的生活，或者我们个人，我们家庭生活的需要富足以外，完全是开始在工作的场合，也在将神的福音给广传。
So that we work not only to make a living, to support a family, but also we try to reach out to share a gospel with our co-workers in our working place.
还有的就出去宣教了，放下自己的工作或者学业也好，就开始走出去到所需要的地方去将神的福音来传讲。
And furthermore, some of our brothers and sisters that we know who give up their work or give up their study so that they can focus on the ministry and share gospel near and far.
所以我们手中在做的，我们这个时候不再只是为了自己的生活而已，乃是为了神他的家和神他要在我们身上的旨意而在这里生活。
So nowadays not only that we live and work for ourselves or for our family or for our friends, but also we live and work for the cause of God.
所以这些信心，我们怎么知道我们已经有了在神面前呢？我们这样的信心呢
？So how do we know that we already established this faith in God?
特别是这些信心是一定要经过考验的哈。
And especially, the faith must be tested or must go through trials.
如果你信了主之后，好像所有的东西都非常的顺利之后，我想这个时候信心还没有经过一些考验。
And let me say this, that if you have a belief in Jesus Christ and think that you have established a faith in Lord Jesus Christ, but if your life has been carefree or has been going through really well,Let me say this. Your faith hasn't been truly established.
我们什么时候我们人的信心依靠仰望主的信心在他面前的信心能够真正的被建立起来，是一定要经过一些苦难，特别是我们人生当中一些的苦难。
So what is the time that our faith in Lord Jesus Christ has been truly established?It is the time that when a life has been tested and when life has been going through the difficulties or been going through trials.
那么从以上来还算一些比较小的，比如说你在学习上，如果在学校你学习成绩不好这也是一些难处哈。
And so the trials or the difficulties may vary from small to big. So if they're still
那么有的比如说还上不了名校，他想要上名校，上不了名校的时候。
So if you're still at a school and you're not doing very well at the school, or you're not able to go to the dream college that you want to go.
这个时候你是来责怪神呢？这是你来责怪神呢？你还是说在神的面前？
Or to blame God for not being able to go to the college you want, or instead you pray before Him.And ask him for his direction.
你仍然相信神，他连你的头发都数过，他知道你。
And do you still believe and trust him, knowing that he has counted the number of hairs?
或者说我们当我们找不到工作的时候，还有当我们没有找到配偶的时候。
Or when you're still looking for a job, or you're still seeking the potential, you're still waiting for your future wife.
或者说我们成了家之后，当孩子那么难带不听话的时候。
And once you have a family, once you have a children, when the children is not as obedient to you as you had thought.
而且又这孩子，特别是这孩子又不喜欢学习，像现在有很多的游戏可以玩，他专门完全被这些游戏这些东西给吸引过去的时候。
Or when your children or when your kids do not like to study, but instead was addicted to video games.
或者是还有一些。这些人生当中的一些痛苦，包括你的生病。
And that also including that difficulties or trials also include such as a sickness.
或者特别还有一些的被解雇，这时候会说为什么是我啊？为什么是我遇到这些
？Or you being laid off by your employer, and you may just ask a question, why me?
那么有的还特别的夫妻之间的感情产生的问题破裂的时候。
Or also that also include affliction between the spouses when they are no longer be able to be together.
甚至一直到离婚。
Even until to a such an extent that they were divorced.
或者说你们的关夫妻关系非常好，但是遇到了其他的灾难。
Or if this is a the spouse were together and they love one another, but they went through or they go through other obstacles or other difficulties.
是特别是亲人的这个突然的过世
，or such as the sudden passing of a loved ones.
或者是更伤痛的是你的儿女里面突然的过世。
Or even more heartbroken or heartbreaking that the sudden passing of the children.
还有有的是突然的经济上的一个非常大的一个损失。
Or a big loss, a big financial loss.
这些都是对我们信主的人的一个考验。
And these all consider as the trials or the difficulties that we have to go through in order to establish our faith.
所以我和我亲爱的妻子是我们认识一对非常非常爱主的一对夫妻。
So me and my beloved son, I'm sorry, me and my beloved wife, get to know a couple.
他们在他们当地，他们也是从他们俩开始在建立借着我们这边彭弟兄的帮助，他在那边建立神的家。
So they're both Christians, and with the help of a brother Paul, they were able to establish a church in their place.
在主里面尽心尽力使了很许多的从大陆来的也好，在这里的华人里面许多许多的人得救信主。
So they were able to reach out many people from mainland China, and of course they're also able to reach to many locals, so that many were saved because of them.
我们先把它放在服侍主的时候，在教会里面一定会有许多的难处，各方面的试验也都会有。我们先把这个先放到一边。
We know that we have to go through many difficulties or obstacles when we serve the Lord, but they just put them away.
那么在有一天主日的时候，他们在主日敬拜的时候，后来才知道有告诉他们的家就是在那个时候整个被火给烧掉。
And when they were still serving at a church, they were called or they were informed that the house were burned out by the wildfire.
而且这个被烧的这个时间也正是他们刚刚全部付完了所有的这个房子的贷款这个全部都付完了。
So that happened when they pay off all the mortgage. In other words, when they fully own the house.
所以这个时候的包括房屋的保险也正在要转换，所以当时就还没有保险。
So since they need to change their insurance because they're about to pay off the mortgages, so literally when that fire happened, they were not covered by insurance.
所以在他们里面立刻就会想到，我这么爱主，为什么这个事情能发生在我的身上？
So they were immediately thinking, why me or why us? Since we love God so much and serve you so much, why you allow these things happen to us?
所以啊，这对夫妻可以说他们经历了这次的一个啊灾难性的啊试验了他们的信心。
So they when the house went through the fire, their faith are also going through the fire or the trial to see the faith.
他们仍然继续的，而且更加忠心的啊服侍主。
So they didn't complain and they didn't blame God, but instead they served the Lord and served the people even more.
而且没有任何的怨言，也没有、要弟兄姐妹来要起来帮助他们。
With no complaining and not asking for help.
更可贵的是，他还检讨自己，因为他常常会教导别人、当别人的失去工作的时候。
And more preciously, that they even go further to examine and search their hearts.
因为他说，他常常教导人的说、你如果失去工作或有这个难处那个难处的时候，你首先要检查你自己里面是不是有一些得罪神的地方。
And because that remind him that when some of the brother and sister that they know lose the job or having this or that difficulty, they teach them to examine the hearts to see if there's something that is against God.
因为他这个时候他知道，当他整个的房子被烧掉之后，如果别人也对他说，你好好认、反省是不是有得罪神的地方的时候。
Because you know that when the house was burned out by the wildfire, and if somebody approached them and telling them, well, you better examine your hearts to see if there's something inner your heart is sin against God.
所以这个是不但是没有安慰，反而是在的伤口上面好像撒了一把盐上去哈，更痛。
So this is not a comfort, but rather this is kind of in, this is add a salt in, to a wound.
所以他在这里面他说感谢神，真是让他学了、这样的一个功课、
So they were praising the Lord they were praising Lord and thanking God for giving them a good lesson to learn.
好呀，这是我们、讲的也是非常好的一个见证、这对夫妻。
And I think this is also a good example of a faith built up upon Jesus Christ through this couple.
那么我们、彼得在讲到我们有了这个信心这个根基之后、上面呢就要加上一个叫做德行。
So let's get back to Peter, the second Peter. So Peter says, once we obtain or establish a faith, let's add moral excellence.
所以在英文里面他那个版本有个版本他用的英文词叫做 supply.
So there's one version translation instead of an add, there's a word supply.
所以它是由 supply 的话像有点像是提供哈供应出来一样的哈。
So supply is kind of a you provide moral excellence.
那么中文的翻译里面就是说用加上哈加上去。
And in Chinese translation, it literally means add.
所以我们、这时候我们实际上、等你看完之后、我们可以想象就像一棵果树它结了果子然后又加上了许多的其他的果子就是说越来数目越来越多。
So let's imagine these qualities as a kind of a fruit that the tree bears. So once the tree bears faith, it is about to bear more fruits, and one of them is moral excellence.
所以、第一个就是德行、第一个这个果子就是德行、
So the first fruit that it bears is a moral excellence.
我们知道、我们的人是实在是败坏、我们真正的讲起来在神的面前我们没有任何德行。
And truly, we were all corrupt. And in the eye of God, we have no moral excellence whatsoever.
因为我们在地上的生活我们在没有认识主前我们实在就是像保罗说的一样亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because before we know the Lord Jesus Christ, when we live on this earth, we fall short of glory of God.
所以我们看到的德行实际上就是我们主耶稣就是神的他自己的、德行。
So the moral excellence comes from Jesus Christ and only comes from Jesus Christ.
所以我们主耶稣带给我们的第一个彰显出来就是谦卑哈。
So the first character that Jesus demonstrated himself is humble, is being humble.
然后呢，顺服，我觉得是。
And the second is obedience.
然后是一个忠心的仆人。
and a servant like, a bond servant.
所以他忠心的仆人是完全啊为着啊他的主人的旨意、主人的啊益处来行事为人。
So a bond servant means to live a life only for his master, and to carry out his master's will.
然后是有这样的怜悯啊，仁慈。
And also the and with this characters, there's also mercy and mercy.
这个德行是不论断人的。
And also not judging others.
是看别人比自己强。
And consider others higher than himself.
所做的都是要讨神喜悦的事情。
And whatever he does it to be pleasing to God, to please God.
而且是来荣耀神的。
And not only he does this to please God, but also to glorify God.
因为主耶稣也告诉我们说，当人看见你的好行为的时候，人们就会把荣耀归于神。
Because Jesus has said that when people see your good deeds, they would bring the glory and bring the praise to your Father in heaven.
然后我们在这个德行上面又加上一个知识。
So in addition to moral excellence, we also supply knowledge.
所以这些知识哈，我们知道这是真知识，而不是世上的一些小学。
So this knowledge is a true knowledge, not the doctrines or the other sayings of the world.
哦，这些知识呢，怎么能够学到呢？
So how we are able to obtain these truths or this knowledge?
这个知识只有你谦卑下来的时候，你才能学到。
And you're able to obtain this knowledge only when we are humble enough.
而且这个知识是谁授予我们的呢？是我们在天上的天父。
And who granted knowledge? Not some other teachers of the world, but our Father in heaven, who granted this knowledge.
我们还记得在马太福音十一章的时候，我们主耶稣在地上来传讲神的话的时候。
And so if we look back to the book of Matthew in chapter 11, when Jesus is preaching the word of God when he was on this earth.
特别是那些法利赛人根本不听他所说的。
But unfortunately, Pharisees and lawmakers didn't listen to him and wouldn't understand him.
他们常常是跟主耶稣还挑战，不但不听，还挑战主耶稣。
So they didn't, not only they didn't listen to Jesus Christ, but also challenged him.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十一章的二十五节，主耶稣是这样的一个感叹和这样的一个感谢哈。
So when the Pharisees not only wouldn't listen to him, but also challenged him, in book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said,
其实说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
So Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants.
因为主耶稣也邀请我们来向他学，向我们的主耶稣学。
And so Jesus invites us to learn from him, to be like him.
所以因为他的心里柔和和谦卑。
Because his heart is gentle and humble.
所以这些知识我们知道，我们不但是要真正的认识我们的神，认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So through this knowledge that we not only that we're able to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也能够真正的认识这些神的仇敌撒旦。
But also understand the God's enemy, Satan.
所以这个撒旦从他从欺骗这个亚当和夏娃之后，他到现在一直仍然在做，仍然是神的仇敌，仍然在要吞吃神的儿女。
So when Satan first came to deceive Adam and Eve, and so that Adam and Eve fall for that, he is still doing the destructive work even nowadays to try to devour all these believers.
在我们没有得救之前，我们的眼睛是被他是弄瞎的。
So before we were saved by Jesus Christ, our eyes were blinded by him, by Satan.
就是我们得救之后，他仍然要把我们再拉回去。
And even after we were born, reborn again, we were saved, Satan still trying to get us back.
我们不能再那么天真。
So this is all the true knowledge that, so that we're no longer naive in this world.
所以这就是这个彼得在后面说到，如果你有这几样的时候，行这几样的时候，你会永不失脚。
So Peter, when Peter summarized it by saying that if you are having these qualities, you will never stumble.
然后我们有了这个知识之后，在这个知识上面又会提供，又会长出一个或者加上一个叫节制。
So after we obtaining the knowledge, the true knowledge of Jesus Christ, we're able to obtain self-control.
这个节制，我们不再是为了自己任何的好处。
So now we are self-controlled, no longer for our own profit, but for the profit of God.
是为了造就别人，愿意我们牺牲我们自己的快乐也好，自由也好。
So we no longer desire to profit for ourselves, but we are self-controlled for the sake of others.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章里面讲到我们人吃东西讲了当时哥林多教会他们吃关于吃肉的事情。
So, Paul actually had this kind of a teaching in 1 Corinthians.
他特别在哥林多前书第十章的23节是这样说，他说凡事都可行，但不都有益处，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
So, Paul says that you can, which verse? I'm sorry.
十章，哥林多前书的十章，23节。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, Paul says, all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify.
下面24节就说，他不管什么人，他无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
So in verse 24, let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor.
所以他后面就继续讲到，我们就不念，就继续讲到，如果是因为他们当时为了那个在市场上面买来的肉有的肉可能是祭过一些其他偶像的肉。
So Paul moves down in the following verses by explaining if as a Christian you need to eat, is it okay to eat sacrificial meat or not?
对，那个时候他就说，如果没有人说什么你就凭着你良心也吃没有关系，但是当有人来指出来的时候，你就为他的缘故你就不吃，放下自己的自由。
So Paul says that if no one comes to inform you, you can eat by your conscience, but if somebody come to you and inform you that by for the sake of others' conscience you choose not to eat it, so this is totally up to you and we up to you and we have the freedom to choose to do or not to do.
所以在第十节的三十一节的十章的三十一节是这样，保罗这样说到他所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, Paul summarized, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以我们都知道，我们这些在节制上面，英文是 self-control， 在节制上面我们就是不是为了自己的任何的益处，乃是为着别人。
So we obtain the self-control not for the profit of us, but for the profit of our neighbors or for the profit of others.
那么在保罗在十章的哥林多前书十章的三十三节更进一步，他说他就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
And for the purpose of Paul says, summarizing verse 33, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, so that they may be saved.
还有一个我们大家也都非常清楚我们讲到我们要控制的时候，特别首先一个控制我们的舌头。
So speaking of self-control, I think the first priority is that let's control our tongues.
所以控制舌头，我们在这个雅各书里面的话都讲到，如果我们能够控制这个舌头上面没有过错的话，就是一个完全的人。
And in book of Jacob, it says that if we're able to control our tongues fully, we will be perfect.
所以我们的讲话, 我们不是随嘴乱讲, 完全要有控制。
So when we speak, we do not just speak whatever we like to say, but instead we practice conscious.
而且我们都是要说造就人的话,
And instead of speaking many other things, we speak to build others.
所以我们昨天晚上我们有姐妹, 特别在这个方面也做了, 她的见证, 神怎么样带领她, 在这个舌头上面, 还有这个怒气方面的一些管教。
Control her tongue or control her anger issue in God.
所以我们是在, 这个知识上面要加上节制, 然后在节制上面再加什么呢?
So now we have knowledge, we have self-control. What else we need to add? Or what else we need to supply?
所以加上忍耐。
We have to add patience.
我们首先看到, 我们人是如何的悖逆, 神是怎样的用他的忍耐,
So if we recall as how God has to bear with us or to be patient with us.
包括像我自己一样的是多年的根本就不信神哈，这种神差遣他的儿子来到世上，被人还钉死，我们人类做了这样的这些事情，神仍然是这样的忍耐我们。
And I'm just like one of those who living in the world, not knowing that the Lord Jesus has came down to the earth to save us and even die on the cross for the sake of us, but we still don't understand him. We still don't know him.
所以在主耶稣在教导我们祷告的时候都特别还提到要我们就是要免了人的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And so in the Lord's Prayer, Lord Jesus has taught us how to pray as forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors.
我们大家也知道，保罗在哥林多前书里面讲到爱的时候，其中第一条就是爱是恒久忍耐。
And so speaking of love, that kind of reminds us the great chapter from 2 Corinthians, and Paul says, love is enduring.
那么我们有了忍耐，这个忍耐我们知道都是从神来的，有了这个忍耐之后，上面又加上一个钥匙，加上什么呢？
So, 前进。So once we have this patience out of God, we need to add another good quality, that is godliness.
所以我们可以看到这屏幕，我们从信心，然后德行，知识，节制。 忍耐，我们现在来到了前进。
So since we have established our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and now we're able to bear fruit of more excellence, knowledge, self-control, patience, and now we're about to bear fruit of a godliness.
所以我们这个前进就是要我们的心思意念要有完全的改变。
So in other words, being godly, our heart, our mind has been transformed altogether.
我们要常常思念这个属天的事情，属神的事情。
And in other words, being godly means we're always thinking things above, thinking things about God.
所以就像诗篇里面第一篇里面就讲到的，日夜思想神的律法。Like
the Psalm 1 says that we are meditating the word of God day and night.
而且保罗也特别在腓立比书里面第四章的第八节里面也特别的鼓励我们，他说他还有末了的话要说。And
also in the book of Philippians, and in chapter 4, Paul encouraged us.
第四章的第八节是保罗是这样说的，凡事这些真实的，可敬的。
So Paul says, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable,
公义的和清洁的,
and whatever is right, whatever is pure,
还有可爱的, 有美名的,
and whatever is lovely, and whatever is of a good repute,
或者是, 若有什么德行的,
if there is any excellence,
或若是什么有称赞的,
or if there's anything worthy of a praise.
所以这些事呢，你们都要思想。
For all these things, dwell on these things.
而不是我们整天在考虑我们在地上的这些琐事哈。
And instead of the worldly things.
那我更不要谈，如果就是老是在这些污秽的里面转的话，或者看这些污秽的东西的话，就更糟糕哈。
And not to mention those deceitful things or these dark things.
然后我们再加上前进之后，要加上爱弟兄的心。
So in addition to godliness, we have to add a brotherly kindness.
所以我们注意这里英文里面它叫 brotherly kindness 哈。
So the English translation is a brotherly kindness.
那么我们在这里中文是叫做爱弟兄的心。
And so in Chinese translation, it refers to the heart of a loving brothers.
这个 kindness 哈，如果你翻成中文的话，实际上它的意思就是说有比较好意的意思啊。
So kindness also refers to good intention.
还有仁慈或者是恩惠啊这方面。
Or mercy or grace.
啊，所以这也是我们的彼此哈，就讲弟兄之间要的彼此的怎样的相处哈。
So that refers to the way that how we bear one another.
所以我们也经历到，因为这个在我们现在讲的话，特别讲到在教会的主里的弟兄和姐妹之间呢，有这样的一个爱啊。
So this particularly refers to the brotherly love or the sisterly love or the love between Christians, the love between brothers and sisters in church.
我们在这个瘟疫这个开始的时候先从国内开始，我们这里海外的基督徒哈都非常的关心国内的这些基督徒们，而且帮助他们这送口罩送各种方面的供应。
So when the coronavirus break off in mainland China first, the brothers and sisters here in North America send out the love by sending their either masks or many other medical supplies.
他们那边国内的那些基督徒们就把这些收到东西散发给大家好。
So the brothers and sisters back in mainland China, when we received these medical supplies, including facial masks, they were able to distribute to many others in need.
所以他常常里面都放着一些福音单张，像神爱世人这些福音单张。
And so in addition of distributing the masks, they also distributed many flyers about the gospel.
所以我们将这些爱能够传给这些众人们。
So in that way, we were able to distribute, by distributing these medical supplies and flyers, they were able to reach out to many to share the love of God.
然后到了现在，我们现在这里，我们美国这边的更严重了，比他们的还严重。
And now since the coronavirus kind of spread over to across the ocean and came to North America, when things are getting really bad, even worse here.
所以我们这里我们教会前段时间还收到1000个这个口罩是大陆的这些弟兄姐妹组内的他们爱心寄来的。
And so when things are turning around, we have just received about 1,000 facial masks from brothers and sisters back in China, back in mainland China.
还有我们这边的有姐妹动手术开刀，我们这里有许多的姐妹去关心帮助包括帮他们送孩子之类。
So when our sisters went through a surgery, many other brothers and sisters actually lend their hands to reach out and help out by either sending the kids to school or back to school or sending the love.
包括我和我的妻子，我们也受到了我们教会的许多的弟兄姐妹的真是肢体上面的关怀和相爱。
And me and my wife also received many, many helping hands from brothers and sisters at the church.
他们帮助我们买菜有的做那个食物来送给我们，因为叫我们不需要出去到外面去买菜这方面。
So they help out to do the transportation of doing grocery shopping or picking up things for us so that we can stay at home and not worry about going out.
更是用许多关心爱护的话语哈特别对待我的爱妻帮助她我们走过一些难处哈。
And furthermore, they send in the word of God to not just only help us, but also encourage us to go, especially to my beloved wife, that we were able to go through this, we went through this, and work out of this.
这些都是我们叫做弟兄弟兄这个彼此相爱的心哈。
So all these things are good examples of a brotherly kindness.
因为特别对比我在这个瘟疫之前那个腿那个断了，就做手术之后。
And especially before the pandemic started here in North America, I fell and kind of broke my leg.
弟兄姐妹没有说你好好的想想是不是有什么地方得罪神，他们确实来关心，来看护，看望。
And so my brothers and sisters, they didn't come to me and they said, you better think about if there's something that you have seen against God. But instead, they came to my house to visit me and they sent words of encouragement and love.
我们特别感动的是我们教会这些年长的，像我父母辈的这些年长的，他们在主日之后有一次上我们家来看望我，真是实在是，我说你们老人家自己要走好。
And so we were especially touched and by a group of senior Christians who are a little older than us. And after one Sunday service, they came to our house and pay us a visit. And I was so much humbled. I was so humbled by this group of brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 还有像母亲一样的，送给我一个那个热毯哈，电热毯。
And they are just like my mother, who also gave me a electric blanket to keep me warm.
还有我们教会的小朋友也给我写一张卡，要我刚强壮。
The kids who sent me a card encouraging me to be strong and do not be afraid.
所以他们在这个卡上面用约书亚的那个话哈。刚强壮胆
So they even sent me a word of God by quoting the verse from Book of Joshua 1:9, encouraging me to be strong and courageous.
还有一个小朋友就画了一个坦克车哈，打炮出去要 be strong 哈。
So they're so vivid. They have a full of imagination even by picturing or by draw a big tank. And encouraging me to be strong and courageous.
所以我们教会还有许多的弟兄姐妹我们彼此的相爱，特别是在这个瘟疫期间我们都是知道这是神的爱在我们的当中所显明出来的哈。
And there are many other good examples to demonstrate the brotherly love in the midst of brothers and sisters during this pandemic.
然后我们在这个爱弟兄这个心上面要加上一个或者说再长出来一个叫做爱就爱众人的心。
So the last but not the least, in addition to all these good qualities, after we have mentioned, there let's add love or love of all.
所以你注意看到英文它英文里面就是一个 love。
Because in English translation, English version, there's only one word. We need to add love.
对我们中文里面是加上爱众人的心。
However, in Chinese translation, it literally means the love of all.
但是我们先看一下这个爱字在这里用的爱字那个英文里面这个爱也是我们中文里面讲爱众人的心这个爱就是我们主耶稣他在问彼得你爱我吗前两次主耶稣用的爱字这个是一样的。
So the love is the same as the love when Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter for the first two times, "Do you love me?" So these are the same love.
也是在有人问主耶稣诫命中最大的一条是什么时候，主耶稣回答说，那是在这个22章马太福音那个37节，主耶稣就对他们说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的爱主你的神。
So this is also the same love when someone asks Jesus, what is the most important thing? And Jesus answered that you shall love your God, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength.
所以这个爱是同样的爱字啊，在这里啊，这彼得在这里讲的。
So these love are the same love.
所以这个爱只能是从神来的爱哈。
And that love only comes from God.
这个爱也就是神和他的子之间的这个爱。
And this is the love that between God Father and God the Son.
这也是就是我们主耶稣的心肠，将天父的心肠、爱的心肠啊，他来表达出来的。
And this is the same love that Jesus Christ has demonstrated.
因为特别是我们的父神，他是要万人得救，他要明白真道。
And this love is also the heart of God Father, who want everyone to be saved and to know the true knowledge of Jesus.
我们啊特别啊注意到，我们彼得啊把这个爱字哈是放在最后，相当于是最后加上去一个。
So if you pay attention that among all these qualities, Peter add love as the last quality.
我们再看一下刚才那个片子里面，我们把这个整个这几个啊这个神的性情列出来的时候，这个爱是在最上面。
So let's get back to the slide regarding these eight qualities. So love is above all other qualities.
所以我们也记得哈，我们彼得啊，不是彼得，对不起，是讲保罗在讲到爱的时候，在哥林多前书十三章。
So that reminds of the love that Paul talked about in a book of Corinthians.
所以哥林多前书第三章的十三章的十三节是这样说的哈，他说保罗说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，但是呢，这三样里面其中最大的是爱。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it reads, "By now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love."
所以我们看到啊，在这里啊，我们的成熟哈，就是到了上面，就是爱，就是神的爱。
So when our spirit, when our spiritual life grows mature, grows to be mature.We know that love tops of all. Love is the greatest. Is the greatest of these.
好了，那么我们现在，如果我们有了这八样的话
，So if we're having these eight qualities,
那么我们就会怎么样呢
？What we will do?
所以，你如果看这个彼得后书，刚才我们念过的时候，一章的八节的时候，如果我们有这几样。我们就必定能够使我们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
So Peter summarized in verse 8 by saying, "For if these qualities are yours and increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ."
这些结的果子就是与神的性情有份了。
So in other words, when we are having these qualities, we're able to bear much fruit in the knowledge.Of Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的父就因此得荣耀。
And because of this, we glorify our Heavenly Father.
那么我们再看，如果可以把那个slide 哈再往下打一下看看。然后
if we are showing the slides, please.
然后呢，我们再看，刚才是说，如果有这几样，是我们就会结果子哈。
So if we're having these qualities, we are to bear fruit.
然后没有这几样呢，会怎么样
？But if what if we are lacking these qualities?
然后我们知道彼得告诉我们，如果没有这几样，我们就是眼睛是瞎的哈，眼瞎。
So Peter says that if we do not have these qualities, we are either blind or short-sighted.
所以或者是说呢，你只看见了近处的哈，忘记了。就是他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
So if we are lacking these of these qualities, we're either blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
所以为什么彼得在这里说到眼瞎
？So why Peter is telling us that if we're lacking these qualities, we will be blind?
所以我们还记得我们主耶稣他在。这个启示录里面，他特别责备这个老底家教会的时候，其中也提到里面他们有一项就是他们眼瞎的。
So that remind me of the verse that when Jesus came down to reproach at the church of Laodicea regarding how they were blind.
那个我们可以打到下面一张哈。那么是在启示录的三章十七节主耶稣是这样的说的哈。他说你说就我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
So from book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 17 it reads, because you say, I'm rich and have become wealthy and have a need of nothing, and you do not know that you are rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
所以我们知道他们这个老底家教会没有这几样哈，没有这几样以至于使得他们可怜而且是眼瞎了。
So we know that the church of Laodicea is lacking, was lacking these qualities. So they were miserable, they were poor, and they were blind.
所以我们继续往下，如果彼得在这里说，如果我们行，好，不但是有了，我们有这些，我们还要行这几样。
So Peter continued by saying that not only we having these qualities, but we also practicing these qualities.
这个不但行，我们要更加的殷勤的去行。
And instead of practicing, but we practicing these qualities in diligence.
只有这样的话，才会永不失脚。
So that as long as we do this, practice these qualities, we will never stumble.
而且我们也知道，我们失脚的话，就是说有的时候你走路没走好啊，你绊了一跤，或者是踩空一下哈，这都是属于失脚哈。
So stumble means that actually when we're walking, we either kind of a fell or we miss the step.
那么我们在这里彼得显然讲到是我们属灵上面的失脚。
And the stumble, we have to understand this in its spiritual life, in spirit.
因为这个特别讲到我们的在跟随主的这条路上面不被这个撒旦来欺哄不被撒旦所打败。
So, not stumbling means that when we follow Jesus Christ on the way, we do not follow or we do not fall to the deception of Satan.
特别是在教会做带领的这些弟兄或姐妹这也是常常是这些撒旦的最最攻击的一些目标哈。
And especially to those who lead at a church, they're usually the best target. They're also the target of Satan.
如果你没有这几样的时候，就很容易哈，很容易跌倒失脚被撒旦所恶者所胜。
So beware of these. That if we're lacking as a leader of a church, if we're lacking these qualities, we would just stumble and fall for Satan.
这些事情发生的时候，最最痛心的就是我们的主耶稣基督，因为教会的元首。
And I believe that when this kind of thing happened, when we stumble, that would sadden the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church.
而且这样的失脚的话，而且能够影响到神的家，影响到神的家。
So not only we stumble, but also we have this negative impact on the church.
好，我们下面我们就来结束，我们再让我们大家一起来回忆一遍。
So.As we're concluding this, let's have a recap of these qualities.
所以我们看到这里说，如果我们有这几样这几样就是这八样我们就可以结果子了。
So if we're having these eight qualities, as we mentioned, we are to bear fruit and much fruit.
如果没有这几样，我们就是眼瞎。
If we are lacking these qualities, then we are blind.
如果我们行这几样，就永不失脚。
And if we're practicing these qualities diligently, we will never stumble.
而且可以进入主耶稣基督永远的国。
And furthermore, we're able to enter into the eternal kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得在这里，他要劝我们应当更加的殷勤
And in summary,Peter encourages to practice these things even in a more diligent way.
所以我们再看下面一章在下面一章。所以我们大家我们在一起在一起我们可以默默的再看一下。
So let's have a meditation and when we're looking at these eight qualities.
我希望大家这段经文都能够记住
And I'm hoping that these eight qualities and on the list of them would help us to memorize the verses.
我们从有了是信心的这个根基开始。
So we started with a foundation of a faith in Jesus Christ.
在信心的基础上我们要增加德行。
And in addition to faith, we add moral excellence.
然后加上知识。
And out of moral excellence, we add knowledge.
然后我们加上节制。
In addition to knowledge, we add self-control.
有了节制要加上忍耐。
And out of self-control, we add patience.
有了这个忍耐之后再要加上前进。
And then followed by godliness.
然后要加上爱弟兄的心。
And with all these qualities, we add brotherly kindness.
然后最后也是最大的就是爱。
And above everything, above other seven qualities, we add love, which is the greatest.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父神，我们真是感谢和赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
谢谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you so much for giving us this precious word.
也谢谢你让我们与你的性情有份。
We thank you so much for we are the partakers of your qualities.
主，我们真是求你在我们身上要成就，要做成，你要做成我们的。
And Lord, we want to pray to you that may your will be done in us and among us and through us.
让我们成为你手中的器皿，是合乎主用的器皿。
So that we will become your vessel that is pleasing to you.
是一个圣洁的器皿。
The vessel that become holy vessel.
是个美丽的器皿。
That is that vessel of a good the good vessel.
能够成全承接你的旨意。
So that the vessel will be able to understand your will and carry them out.
主，也求你用你自己的话来祝福我们在这里听的每一位。
And may your word come down to us and bless each and every one of us here.
就将你的话记在我们的心里。
So that your word will come into our hearts and we would remember these.
听见你的呼召来跟随你。
And when we hear your calling, we will be obedient and follow.
让我们真是在我们的人生当中有一个真正的目标是为你而活。
And so once again, that may our life will be filled with this one and only goal, that is to live for you.
为你的荣耀，彰显你的荣耀而活。
And to live to glorify your glory.
要彰显你的美德而活。
To live to demonstrate your characters.
我们感谢你，谢谢主的恩典，我们祷告乃奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you and we thank you for your grace. We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.